as the Lord may be pleased to grant his help, we would direct you prayerfully to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 12 and reading verse 7. Luke 12 and verse 7. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. How kind, how merciful, and how patient is the Lord, in that he should also condescend to stoop so low, to grant us such simple teaching as we have here in his word. As you may look through the scriptures, you might find, as I certainly do, many things that are hard to be understood. But yet the Lord in his simplicity, yet profound as he is in his teaching, yet there's that simplicity in this glorious gospel of Christ. And how he tells us here, and we don't see him, do we, in the flesh, as he once trod the earth, and many didn't believe on him then. But we know these things that he's created in the earth, such as the little birds and the sparrows, worldwide are the sparrows. And how we believe and know this to be true, that many years ago in Malta they did shoot the sparrows and they used them for food. And now that no doubt the scriptures are true in this, that they were sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God. How we may despise the sparrows. Oh, and yet you know, dear friends, there's not one of them falls to the ground. Oh, for faith to believe this in your circumstances and mine, to see that ye are more value than these sparrows, and yet not one of them falls to the ground, and that not one of them is forgotten before God. Simple, isn't it? But all for faith to believe it in our dark world that we live in, when there are so many things that are brought out by scientists that would undermine the scriptures if it could. But you see, the word of the Lord endureth forever. And all for faith to believe this, especially you young children and young people, in this dark day when evils abound and there's so much that tries to divert you from the word of God. Now this is our mercy, he said, concerning this. But I will forewarn you to whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. It is that gracious exercise of repentance before God, faith to believe that God reigns, in spite of all the turmoil in the world and all that worldly carefulness of you and me. Nor the so many opinions that are flouted about in our day of why this and why that. But the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Not one shall fall to the ground of you, the hairs of your head, without your Father's leave. Such is the wisdom, the infinite wisdom of a holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, blessed Trinity in unity. Nor as the Lord has said, that concerning this, they that speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven, but unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. How we would then not imagine what the Spirit has said to us. Oh, there's so much, isn't there, imagination of man's heart. imagining in the religious circles that the Lord has spoken. When we need, don't we? We were reading a little about Gideon last night. He wanted the fleece wet and the fleece dry. Completely opposite to the surrounding conditions. And all that, you know, that the Lord granted him that request. He granted it, the fleece wet and the fleece dry. In other words, a confirmation that the Lord's presence was with them. But even the very hairs of your head are no number. No thought can fly, I think we said recently. No thought can fly, nor thing can move, unknown to him that sits above. The greatness of God, the omnipotence of God, the omnipresence of God. It means that universal eye of God is universal. His eye is universal throughout the earth. Man can be blessed here under the ministry. He can be blessed another man at the same time 500 miles away or even 5,000 miles away, the appointed time. Such is the omnipresence of God. And such is that blessed work of the Spirit at that set time. Now you say, but I am so barren. I am so dark, and there seems to be so many doubts and fears in my mind that the Lord will ever come and tell me that I am of more value than the measly sparrow. Well, you know, there's a waiting time. You've been singing of it. You've been singing of it. Waiting on the Lord for that set time to favour you. Even the very hairs of your head, even the very breath that you and I breathe, even the very steps that you take, even the afflictions that befall you, even the restoring mercies that are given you, even the gold and the silver, even the food and the raiment, are given you by God, and he knoweth your frame, and he remembereth you other days. And sometimes you get in such situations you feel you can't go on, you'll be crushed, as the word says, before the moth. Look at the weakness of the moth. And yet you can be crushed, dear friends, before the moth. And having felt to have had great strength, great courage, self-determination and self-will, that you have been determined to do this or that. You have been stubborn, in other words, in doing your own will and determined that you'll not listen to others or to what God's word declares. The Lord can soon break your heart in a moment by these things. Now the very hairs of your head are all numbered. All to be brought there to truly feel that you are in the hands of an almighty God. Jesus himself is able to reveal himself to you and me by the Spirit. And all we shall be brought into those situations, I believe, where we cry unto the Lord for mercy. And oh, he understands even the sigh divine and marks each secret grave. Oh, who is a God like unto thee? Now, we would believe that God does reign. Oh, in spite of those times when you have doubts and fears, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And he alone can send his blessed Holy Spirit to teach you and able to bring you here when you have many great concerns. We read here, didn't we, concerning this ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He prospered, in other words, and yet he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? You see, his barns were bursting. with the provision or his bank balance, whatever it was. No, he had no thoughts of eternity and of the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, how we need then the Lord to grant us that we are delivered from laying up great treasures on earth. Or if the Lord does give you prosperity and treasure, to realize that great need of holding the things of this time state with a loose hand. That's the teaching of it. The Lord may abundantly bless you with a good storehouse, with that good provision. And as the years go on, often it is the case that men and women become more comfortable in their surroundings. Not always. But as the Lord grants you a little of that treasure in your providences. But oh, how much more needful is to have a little of this treasure in your earthen vessel. A little of that love of Christ. A little of that faith in, but to believe in Him. Because if you truly know your own heart, you know that it's you're deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We don't like to hear it, do we? What, me deceitful? Me desperately wicked? Yes, in the eyes of those pure and holy eyes of God, you're deceitful and desperately wicked. That is your heart. Because you were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Oh, it makes you, doesn't it, consider how we are in the sight of a holy God, in His pure and holy eyes. And it makes you and me to truly put ourselves in our right perspective before God, humbled in the dust. And what are all the good of these earthly treasures if I have not this heavenly treasure in my earthen vessel? A little that a righteous man has. God may bless you and prosper you, but what a mercy to have that desire in your soul, not to build up, not to build bigger barns, but to see that grace in your soul, to know something of the very hairs of your head numbered, to be rightly exercised in thought, to acknowledge the Lord's blessing. Those blessings that are as countless, you might say, as the sand upon the seashores, as the word declares it, but as countless as the very hairs of your head. The blessings of the Lord that can enrich you and favour you with those tokens of His love, and to know you have more value. You may have certain fears in your soul this morning of the future. But if God be for you, what have you to fear? Oh, we're creatures of fear and drag along on fear often where no fear is. How slow we are to acknowledge the Lord's blessings and favours toward us. Now, what a mercy that you're not forgotten of God. You're more value than a sparrow, then you'll not be forgotten before God. He knows your frame. He remembers you are but dust. He knows the way you are taking. He knows the pathway you are to take. And if the Lord gives you faith that He's trusting in an unseen and an unfelt known God, He knows you and will make Himself known to you in that set time and way. This then is the blessing of the Lord to prove this, the very hairs of your head, the very steps you take, the very circumstances that you encounter in your life, the small ones, the minute ones, the great ones, are known to God. And He will never leave nor forsake them, because like the sparrow, you are of more value. And they're not forgotten. And sure, He said, "You shall not be forgotten of me." Oh, then the Lord has also numbered the head of your hairs. He has numbered your experiences. He has numbered your blessings. And he will bless you abundantly with his grace as you seek to humbly follow him. And you have to pray being against covetousness. Now what are those that feel to be in need? He said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat, neither for the body what ye shall put on. The life is more than the meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens. You see the Lord here speaking about the birds. And these ravens, they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? See the Lord in his provision for you and for me. When we feel sometimes we wonder where the scene's going to end in our lives. You feel poverty might overtake you. You feel you'll be brought into that sad state. As we read in the, often don't we, of the cases in the press. Of those that have been left because of their poverty as thieves that they would never thought of doing, as thieves to break through and steal. And you have to pray, don't you, if you're rightly exercised as one that fears God, give me neither poverty nor riches. Lest if through poverty you're tempted to steal, and then, or else through riches, you are like this man, become more and more covetous. Oh, it is the Lord alone can give us grace. One, the speaker feels the need. Give me more grace, Lord. Give me more humility and love to thyself. And to believe in what thy word declares. That the very hairs of our head are all numbered. And to be given that childlike spirit. Like as a father pitieth his children. So the Lord pitieth them that fear him. We need that grace, don't we, to put our trust in him and believe in him as he pities them that fear him. And you desire, don't you, that the Lord would show you a token of his love, to send out his light and his truth, to bless you with a little of this treasure in your earthen vessel. That treasure, he says here in the heavens, that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now this treasure is a desire in your soul to win Christ and be found in him. You haven't yet received the promise, but there's a desire. You know, plead those desires. Those desires. 'Tis Jesus that bids you and me still see. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak. 'Tis Jesus that Jesus gives you those desires. And it will be the fulfilling of those desires when we shall rejoice over the Lord our God. In these very hairs of your head all numbered. See now these thoughts then of yours and mine. Oh, the blessing then of the Lord that enriches you and me, when he so favours you to have eyes to see, and hearts melted to believe this is the Lord's doing in our lives. Well, how we have to prove, don't we, in the things that surround us, which the Lord sends, which he causeth to come, those things that shall be used to correct us in measure if need be, to bring us off self. This doesn't mean that you're not to give diligence in your things. You know, this doesn't mean that you ought to be slothful. Oh, it speaks of the slothful, doesn't it? You know, the slothful shall come into want. But the diligent, you know, they shall be blessed, I believe, with the Lord's approbation upon them. It's like the man that had the talents, wasn't it? The man that had the talents. There was one, you know, he didn't make use of his talent whatsoever. And oh, how the Lord of the came and condemned him for it. What a mercy then if the Lord so blesses you and me with this grace, that we might fear the Lord, seek to give diligence to make our calling, yes, and our election sure, to give diligence in our earthly callings, to give diligence in your studies, children and young people, in as the Lord gives you that ability and their diversities of gifts. All our life through we shall feel this, the diversities of gifts. Some may feel inferior to others. Oh, how easy that can come about. But if you and I are given faith to believe, the Lord knoweth your frame. The Lord knoweth what you are in need of. And may the Lord give us that grace to be content with our lot. Oh, there's much discontentment around us in the world. But ye be content with such things as ye have. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So you say, Lord, teach me then to do thy will. And grant me that faith to believe that even the very hairs of your head will number. Nothing can happen by chance to you and me. Nothing can happen by the worldling's remark of luck. Or that the trinity of devils, fortune, luck and chance, the trinity of the devil. When the Lord gives you grace, or you'll be brought here to seek to know and do his will. And you know the Lord is faithful that promised. You may think that the pathway is hard, and you feel sometimes whether you're going to make ends meet or whether your need will be supplied. But you see, the Lord has said here, consider also the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of thee. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Or then to be given that grace and faith to believe that the Father in heaven knoweth all things that you are in need of. All in need of. And Paul had to come there and say, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Oh, how we have to prove we're so often plagued with this unbelief. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Not one of them is forgotten before God. Not one forgotten before God of the birds of the earth and the beasts. How much more then of your more value than many sparrows. Lord, you say then, give me faith to believe it. Speak to my heart. I'm a wretched, vile sinner. You know, you won't get very high if you're a true believer. You won't get self-important because the Lord will cut you up root and branch with some trial that will befall you. There's nothing to glory in, is there, of the flesh? And you won't want to. If you're to have that childlike spirit as a humble follower of Christ, because he was found in the fashion of a man and he humbled himself and became obedient of death. He was of no reputation. We're all looking for a reputation, aren't we? We're all waiting to hear something good of ourselves, something that we've done. But you know, if there's you need grace in your heart, don't you, to balance these things. The Lord will balance these things, the balancing of the clouds in your lives and mine. But what a mercy. If God is for you, he'll teach you, and he'll instruct you, and he'll lead you forth by the right way. Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Oh, it keeps you humbly waiting upon the Lord, isn't it? Doesn't it, to think that you are of more value than these sparrows? And you pray, Lord, do keep me and preserve me in this narrow way, and give me grace to walk worthy of thee. And don't leave my stubborn temper, Lord, to defy thee. How easily we can defy the commandments of God. How we walk, how we conduct ourselves in this present evil world. Oh, we're ever ready, aren't we, to do the thing that pleases self. When the Lord so weans you from this world, he'll bring you and make you willing in the day of his power to keep his commandments, to see how you should walk and conduct yourselves in this present world, and be asking your way to Zion, vital, whatever our age is, to be asking our way to Zion, to seek grace in spite of all those things in the world, all the things in your environment, to be found exercised in your soul, to seek to be one of these chosen vessels of whom the Lord has shed his precious blood for on Calvary's tree. Not what shall I do because I have so many things here below that are making me covetous, but seeking to be amongst these chosen vessels, amongst the family of God, that I might live to show forth his praise, and that I might truly possess that vital godliness and that godly sorrow for sin, and be made a real mourner in Zion. Oh, it's a real mourning. Doesn't mean to say we will go about with long faces, does it? But in your heart there'll be that exercise. We know that we want to be sober, especially in God's house when we're before him. It isn't to come up here full of folly, is it, in God's house? We come up to worship him. And it isn't full of fleshly excitement of so much religious places today, and they call it worship. It's blasphemy. It's dishonoring to God. It's asking for this a lowly place to be brought to at the throne of divine grace, as the earth is his footstool. God alone will be worshipped by people being brought to his feet, not exciting the flesh with some of the devil's music that seems to be going on today in these various places. It is seeking to honour God, to worship him, and a desire to know that it is the appointment of God for you and me to ask for the old paths and stand in the old ways, that ye might find rest for your soul. And he says, fear not therefore. Or you may fear many in this world, those that would undermine you and seek to destroy you and pour scorn upon you. But you know, our great mercy is, if grace is given unto us, to fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man, not duty faith. It is that exercise of your soul, of faith, to believe in the way that God has lined out in the scriptures, for believers to humbly follow him. Oh, we've got nothing to boast of, have we? But those sweet moments when, by the grace of God, you feel, Lord, thou art the one thing needful. Nothing else can satisfy here below. I have everything that heart and flesh could wish. And I don't want to be covetous of anything more, but just my needs be supplied. And faith to believe that thou knowest what I am in need of and will supply those needs. But, O Lord, do hear my prayers, that I might have some grace in my heart to humbly walk in thy fear and seek to be graciously prepared for those mansions in the sky. You see, this vital thing then, that we might be delivered from going down into hell. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. This reverential awe, this acknowledgement of God, to acknowledge your sins and your transgressions before him, which are ever with us, if not feelingly so, we are a sinner in the sight of a holy God, and accept those sins are pardoned and blotted out, then we shall not be set at liberty, will we, of the gospel. You've been made sensibly so by the Holy Ghost, you're a sinner. And all these very strokes of the laws that have befallen you, you pray for grace that you're not left to murmur and complain over them. Let me not murmur nor complain under these trying strokes of thine, but while I walk the mournful road, be still and know that I am God. So the Lord then reveals to you that the very hairs of your head are all numbered. All those steps you are to take, all those trials, all those sad things, all those joyful things, because there is a balancing of these clouds. There's prosperity, there's adversity for the child of God through the wilderness world. And oh, he will bless God for the simplicity of this gospel, which draws you to plead the name of Jesus. And oh, how sweet will that name be in your poor believing ear. You say, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And oh, do give me some real token and evidence that I am thine. Bless thine own word, Lord. Speak to my heart and grant me a little of this treasure. This treasure is faith in the blood of Christ. This treasure is faith in the merits of Jesus. This treasure then is a little that the righteous man hath. See, the little that the righteous man hath is faith and hope and love. There's some sweet assurance in his soul that the Lord God omnipotent reigns, that his word is true, that the gospel is the good news of salvation for his soul, and he will come again and again and again with that humble hope that he shall yet see Jesus, that Jesus will yet be made precious to him, and he might prove that he has not been forgotten. They shall not be forgotten of me, says of his people. Now we sometimes think that the Lord is forgotten, don't we? The psalmist had to say that the Lord had forgotten to be gracious unto him. And also Job had to say, didn't he, that even if I make my bed in hell, he is there, but he couldn't find him, could he? All that I knew where I might find him, he said. I'd come to his seat and order my arguments before him. But it wasn't long before he had to prove that he did find him. He did find the Lord, didn't he? And he said this, that I know that my Redeemer liveth. You see, the space of time was appointed of God. The very hairs of his head numbered. The very hair, the appointed time for the Lord to bring him there. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, I would come. You see, he had faith to believe that he needed him, that he wanted him, that he longed for him. And he kept pressing, didn't he, like the woman through the crowds. If I can, she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. A hair of her head, a stroke, an experience, a thing. Something, dear friends, that was living in her soul, an exercise under godliness. Now this is a blessed mercy. If you are so favoured to have faith to believe this, you have many fears. But you wait upon the Lord as you fear him, as all power is given unto Jesus in heaven and in earth, and he is able to save. And what a mercy that salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, and he is their strength in their time of trouble. He is their strength. He strengthens the weak hands. He confirms the feeble knees. Oh, ye of little faith. When we're brought through some deliverance, when we look on, oh, we get pricked in the conscience. Oh, ye of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? The faith then of God's elect. Oh, what a mercy this is, friends. That the Lord remaineth and the Lord reigneth. And he says, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Oh, the mercy is that all those trying scenes of life that you pass through and maybe presently very much weighed down, very much burdened, very careful and troubled about this and that circumstance in your life. The Lord has said, I am the Lord, I change not. There's no change with what he has promised you, friend. What he has spoken to you of, he's able to fulfill. Some say, would to God that he would speak. Or that I knew where I might find him is your cry. Well, hold fast to that desire. Hold fast. Plead it still. I don't believe he gives a soul a living desire without in due season fulfilling it. You'll be sowing, it'll be sowing work in tears, won't it? You'll not let him go, will you? His name will be your very humble hope in the day of evil. His name will be the desire of your soul. And you want it formed there. You want him revealed to you. You want him to be speaking to you some precious word that you can lay hold on and believe this is the voice of God from heaven. Speak into my soul. You have to come, don't you, with Samuel. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, because I have a desire in my soul to have a real evidence, even though it be but a little, that I am not forgotten of thee, that I am one of these whose hairs are truly numbered. My steps are to be ordered by thee, and I might delight in thy way and delight to do thy will, that I might be one that is desiring a little of this real treasure in my earthen vessel. A little token that I can plead, a little promise, a blessed assurance that I am one of thine, and that thy presence might go with me, and I will be given that rest at last that remaineth of the people of God. Fear not, he says, therefore, fear not, therefore. Oh, when the Lord blesses you with a fear not, you'll know it. The word of the Lord, you know, is with power. Where the word of the Lord is, the word of the Lord, you know, will be tried. But through mercy, it bring you through. Look at Joseph. Look at how the word given him was tried. Look at how those dreams were mocked by his brethren. No, they'll destroy him. They'll destroy him. They did their utmost and thought they had destroyed him. But you know, they hadn't the mind of the wisdom of God, had they? They'd only got their own carnal minds. Because they wouldn't have him to reign over them, this younger brother. Ah, you know, the Lord was in it. And what the Lord is in it with your lives and mine, he'll bring it to pass. Oh, it's a great mystery, isn't it? Oh, it's bow down, sense and reason. Oh, sense and reason, opinions of man. You try and make sense of this or that in your lives. You may try and reason these things out in your lives. Or, you know, God will bring sense and reason down, won't he? Let faith only reign here. Faith only reign here that believes in spite of all your fears. It's fear not therefore. All the mysterious dealings of God with you. You can't fit it together. No, it's bow down sense and reason. Because you won't fit it together. And God doesn't divulge to you and me what his mind is concerning you. You know, for his ways are wisely hidden from us. But he knows the way. He knows the way you take. Because the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Because the very pathway you take, the very trials that you encounter are all known to him. He performeth a thing that is appointed for me. Oh, don't you shrink sometimes of the unknown way? He performeth a thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him. Many such things. Many strokes. Many trials, many afflictions, many hard things to be understood. But my grace is sufficient. Satan's messengers ever ready to buffet you, to torment you, to try you. But thou shalt come up out of the wilderness, leaning upon the arm of your beloved, because he has appointed it, a chosen vessel. Tempest-tossed as you and I may be at times, wondering whether there's any life in your soul. Oh, it seems to be a deathly silence in answer to your prayers, a deathly silence. Lord, there's death upon me. There seems to be death in the pot. Lord, thou can come. And grant me that life of the Spirit. Thou can say in a moment some word of comfort, of consolation, and of assurance, of divine direction and instruction and teaching in the way thou would have me to go, that I might know that thy grace is sufficient for me. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. You say, I'm like a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Like a crane and a swallow, so did I chatter. Or, you know, sometimes we find our petitions are like mere chatterings before God, don't we? We get so cast down about our prayers. Would that I could pray, you feel within yourself. My poor, feeble petitions, I no wonder God doesn't answer me, you feel. This is all the teaching, isn't it? That you'll not be proud or satisfied with your prayers or your cries. But it's this groan, isn't it? It's this burden of a sigh, the upward glancing of the eye, when none but God is nigh. Now even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. You see, pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. And he bids you and me, humble yourselves therefore before Almighty God, that ye might be exalted in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Fear not therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. That invaluable blood of Christ has washed your sins away, but you haven't yet had it revealed, have you? No, Lord, I have not yet, but I long for it, you say, to assure my conscience of its part in the Redeemer's blood, and bear witness with my heart, and to my heart, that I am born of God. The blessing then of the Lord that enriches your soul and mine. And, O Lord, do give me grace that I might truly walk in thy ways, and that I might be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The very hairs then of your head, of our heads, we trust are all numbered, and we would have faith to believe it, and seek grace to walk worthily of him, and that he might speak to your troubled heart and say, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. All this blessed treasure then of faith and hope and love in your heart toward the Lord Jesus Christ, as you bear witness that you have been with Jesus, as he draws near, comforts your troubled hearts, and whispers unto you, peace be still. But I must leave it now. The Lord add his blessing, and forgive all amiss. Amen.